This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Director General of the World Health Organization is in China to meet with government officials and health experts trying to contain the spread of a deadly contravirus that has killed 81 people. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Airports around the world are ramping up screening measures of Chinese passengers, though its effectiveness has been questioned by health officials. Some foreign governments are working to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. France said its evacuees will spend 14 days in quarantine to stop the possible spread of the virus. Also on Sunday, Chinese officials confirmed that the ability of the new virus to spread is getting stronger and that infections could continue to rise. No deaths have been reported outside of China from the virus so far.
Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Bryant was 41 when he died. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia, especially in China, where basketball rivals football as the most popular sport. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, won by the U.S., were far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp gathered Monday for commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. VOA News.